This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're also getting new info on what was selling in late spring, houses new and houses that had a previous owner. While some cooped up center city dwellers in places like New York have been looking for greener pastures in the suburbs, at the same time, the awful economy, as referenced above, is hurting people's ability to buy, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Plenty of people still want to buy homes right now, especially with mortgage interest rates staggeringly low. Zillow economist Skylar Olson sees it in the company's data on deals that are in the works.
Pending sales hit their, you know, absolute bottom relative to last year in mid-April, and since then have now risen to become almost 14% higher than this time last year.
But the number of homes for sale is down 17% from this time last year, and that's propping up prices. The supply of new homes is also tight. The pandemic has slowed building. Allie Wolf is chief economist with Myers Research. In a survey of builders, she says more than half said they'd raised prices in the past week.
Why would they slash their prices right now? They have no reason to.
That could change, though, when emergency unemployment benefits and other relief programs expire. The National Association of Realtors found that almost half of homeowners have considered selling because they can't afford their mortgage payments. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.